Hello there. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. How are you all doing? My name is Zach, and I'll be here with you for the next, like, hour and 45-ish minutes. I have a class. You know, I have to go to the class after this. You know, it's fine. I hope you enjoyed your day so far. We got a lot of music. I'm just kidding. I'm making this up on the spot. I've got, like, two songs lined up. But the rest are going to come in. I'm going to just, on the spot, improv. Jack White, who wrote the song that this song is covering, is all into that improv thing. I love Jack White, so thus I love improv. Here we go. Not comedic improv. I'm bad at it. Unimaginably bad. Just terrible. We're back here for season two, or three. Honestly, I can't even keep track. Depends how you define the seasons of these shows. Right? Like, I think I've been doing the show since this semester last, so I guess that would make it season three, but I also did summers, right? So I don't know. I don't know if this is season two or three. I'm going to say it's season three because Buffy season three was the best of all the Buffy seasons, I think. I don't know. Tweet at the Astro Hour to tell us what season of Buffy was the best season of Buffy. And if you don't have a favorite season of Buffy, then you need to go on Netflix and you need to look up Buffy the Vampire Slayer and just start watching and tell me what your favorite season is after that. That show made me who I am today. So I'm sorry. Let's go into some music. My playlist is still called Astro Hour Season 2. That's wrong, friends. Let's get into this.
Why? Happy.
All right, I just need to bring up for a second how great this. I don't usually only play one song and then start talking again, but I love that song so much. The Fratellis, who wrote that song, that's Stand Up Tragedy by the Fratellis off their new album, In Your Own Sweet Time. And sorry, I'm experimenting with backtracks today, so pardon me if this Star Trek Next Generation theme is extremely annoying. The Fratellis are one of my favorite bands for a while. Their first album, Castello Music, is a fabulous album, and everyone should listen to it. But then after that, you know, they made music, but like it's nothing that I like really loved. I love that song. I think that's fabulous. I was listening to it. It's fabulous. I was listening to some of the lyrics for the first time the other day. I'm like, oh, this is great. You know how when you listen to a song for the first time, like two lyrics will show to you. And then you just kind of ignore the rest. Well, I was looking at the rest. I mean, it's brilliant. It's great. All right, we'll get into some real music now. Apologies. Let's go where no man has gone before. Here we go. No one. Excuse me. Oh, come on. Yay!
And I say that I mean, I know every single thing that I said was true. And I know that you're mad at me, but if you're thinking like that, I think you'll see that you're mad at you too. Sounds obscene, but loud words never bother me like they do to you. You're the boy that talks but says nothing. We'll be right back.
share the modern world with me. To be you, all right.
But I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. 70s sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. Alright, now we say bye-bye, old world.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Whoa, there we go. Wasn't that nice? I love that one, that PSA. That's one of my favorites. It's cute, and it has a good message that isn't, like, you know, deadly. You know, some of the other ones we got, there's a don't leave pets outside PSA. There's a, we got like 1,000 texting and driving and drinking and driving PSAs, but that one's fun because it's just like, hey, don't ignore your kids. It's important. What were those songs that we just listened to? Those songs that we just listened to, excuse me, were Jack White with Hypocritical Kiss, Galaxy 500 with Blue Thunder, Driftless Pony Club with Bike. That was a very weird transition between those two. I apologize. And then the Modern Lovers with Modern World and Old World, both of which I've played on the show before, and I decided to play them together. You know, it's fun. It's fun, fun little crossover. What you're listening to right now, besides my beautiful voice, is Fleetwood Mac with Keep Me There, which is a demo off of Rumors. Rumors, which celebrated its 40th anniversary this year, like 2 days ago. Which is great. Longtime listeners of the show will know that I'm working on a Fleetwood Mac cover EP called Fleetwood Zach. It will eventually happen. I have a lot of ideas, very little follow through, but I have like 3 songs ready to go for it, you know, just not recorded in any way. And one day, maybe never, they will be recorded and in some digital media somewhere. It's fun. Or you could just listen to the original songs. That's even better. Here are the ones that I did. I did Dreams, The Chain, and Tusk. There you go. Just listen to them now if you want. Honestly, Fleetwood Mac did them a lot better. We got a lot more music coming up. And I'll find something to talk about. You know, that's how it goes. It's 12:34 p.m. Did someone text me? No, no one texted me. I just got an email from some random bot. I love it. Let's go into some music, shall we? Here is a song.
Yeah. Can we
just
tell you
I'm not afraid to die.
girlies, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
That was Buddy Holly with Peggy Sue. Wasn't that... Whoa, there's some serious cars going down. I wanted to bookend that set with Buddy Holly on each side, and I did it. You're welcome. What else did we have in there? I gave up on the backtrack thing. Maybe later. Maybe once I have like a good set of source of backtracks. Anyway... That was That'll Be the Day, followed by a cover of Green River, Creedence Clearwater Revival. That was someone else, but you know what I mean. The Raconteurs with Counselors and the Lonely, The Strokes, New York City Cops, and of course Buddy Holly again with Peggy Sue. Fabulous set there. Green River's been stuck in my head a lot over the last week. It's weird. It's at the beginning of our work in a movie theater. It's at the beginning of The Post, that Spielberg movie. Because of course it's a Vietnam sequence, and in any Vietnam sequence you have to have a CCR song, which sure, why not, you know. I guess they thought, well, we can't do Fortunate Son because that's too cliche, so what's another CCR song that kind of sounds like it's kind of weird. I don't immediately connect Vietnam with CCR, right? You connect it with like Louisiana, not Vietnam. Whatever. Sure. Let's just go with it. It's 12:50. We got more music coming up. Now I'm going to have to start. Oh man, now I'm going to have to start stopping. I'm going to have to stop doing homework and start actually coming up with more songs to play after this set. Ah, the life of a DJ, right? I only know so many songs. I know like 10, 20 songs. Let's play all of them. Why not? Here we go.
Your daddy's telling you I getting older. So put your head on my shoulder. Yeah, put your head on my shoulder. Yesterday hit me that I do all the little things that you do, except those same little things that you do are annoying. They're annoying as hell, in fact. Shell intact.